This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program here. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we're going to talk about economics as a honey badger or the honey badger. I'm not sure exactly what a honey badger is. And
oh, you're in for a treat in the next break then.
Like, I've heard about these honey badgers, but I don't really know a whole lot about them. So you're going to inform me about that, Richie, on the way here. But before we get into more about economics, let's keep talking about what our last caller had called in about. For those of you just tuning in, we had a gentleman, Aaron, on the line, who seemed to be taken in by the whole Bernie Sanders rhetoric of, well, these evil corporations, they're just abusing people, and we need to hit those one percenters with a big tax.
It's the rich people's fault you're poor.
And redistribute the wealth to the poor. And so I asked the question of, okay, just sort of this ridiculous fantasy of, you know, what would happen if we just overnight all the world's wealth from the 1% was redistributed to all these other people that don't have it. And, you know, you woke up with a bunch of money in your bank account. And he said that, well, for those of us who understand business, who are investors, we would do pretty well. And then he also admitted that for those who are not those people, like the poor, for instance, they would just go ahead and squander the money.
Sure.
And so we didn't have a chance to get much deeper into that, so I thought it would be important to talk just a little further. Of course, we'll take your calls. If you want to weigh in on the discussion, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And part of the reason why, and he admitted that that poor people are not good with money.
I was surprised that he admitted that.
Yeah, well, yeah. He didn't sound like a total Bernie bot kind of guy. Like, okay. He just sounded like interested in what Bernie was saying. But, yeah, there's an admission there that people, even though we're created equal, we're not all good at the same things. You know, we're not all good at A, B, or C. We might be good at A, but not so good at C. There's this division of labor thing that goes on in the economy. And, you know, like, for instance, I'm terrible when it comes to, like, you know, fixing a car or something like that. But I can build you a new computer from parts, no problem. And, you know, my roommate here, you're not my roommate, but my roommate who lives here, he's like a car guy, but he doesn't do anything with computers. So, you know, we're kind of a good match in that way. So, you know, if I need my oil changed or something, he could probably do it. Now, I've never asked him to because we've got a car shop in town that takes Bitcoin, so
okay. Always
go there. But
I was going to say, but then you need him to need some computer repair for the trade to happen.
Yeah, but having skill in handling money, well, that's also a skill, right? Like, that's something that you have to learn, I think. You know, you have to be taught how to be responsible financially.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that doesn't lead to good finance, abilities is a drug addiction. Because even though you might be really smart, you're addicted to some sort of chemical. And so, therefore, you're more likely to spend all your money on whatever the chemical or whatever the addiction is, gambling or prostitutes or whatever it is.
Video games.
Yeah. So some people are going to go ahead and squander their resources. And others are going to manage their resources effectively and invest them and get right back on top. So as you pointed out at the very end of the segment, Richie, you know, by the end of a week, after this magical wealth redistribution happens and finally the 1% have been taken down, they're no longer the 1% and everybody's got a piece of the pie, all the pie pieces will have moved around and you'll have the 1% back after the end of a very short period of time.
Part of the issue with what the caller was suggesting is the idea of Bernie Sanders coming up with a solution is a global or governmental solution for an individual problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, again, in my opinion, it's the individual that needs to do the work to put themselves in a better financial position. And for a lot of people, that's difficult because they were never put in a good financial position along the way, which is why lottery winners go broke right after a few years.
Sure.
And famous athletes are bankrupt after their career is up. And
yep.
Famous musicians
spend it all on that $2 billion house or whatever.
Whatever it is. And in some respects, right, it's their responsibility for that. But the reason it gets to that point is because they have a wealth consciousness that doesn't align with the wealth that they have.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so they always, they end up wherever their consciousness takes them. And if you grow up poor and with no ability to handle money or to organize your finances effectively, unless you make a change in your own mind along the way, no matter how much money you end up with in the end, you'll find a way to get back to that zero point, because that's what you know and that's what your consciousness, quote unquote, allows for.
That's a good point. That's not to say that there aren't people who, because of their life circumstances, are behind the ball. Like, they may have a consciousness that is good at, you know, handling money or you know, creating wealth or whatever, but they started with nothing, right? So they started at the bare minimum with a poor family. They decided they wanted to rise above it. Yeah. But the way society and the government is structured, it does keep certain people down. So,
absolutely.
So there are some people who have what it takes. They want to rise up, but they are, let's say, having the legs of the economic ladder kicked out from underneath them by the circumstances that, in many cases, government created. So
absolutely.
I want to share a comment here from, I don't know how you pronounce this, Sheer03. Some of our chatters in the Discord use really weird characters, and it's hard to read their names. I think his name's normally Sean. But anyway, he says if Bernie said he was going to fix the economy and help the poor by ending the Fed and ending inflation, he would have a chance. And so there's certain things that the government has done. The money system is certainly one of those things, but regulations are another one that essentially keep poor people poor. So it's not to say that you can't rise above your life circumstances. There are certainly plenty of people who've shown that that's
absolutely
possible. But there are certain things that, you know, it's made a lot harder than it has to be because of the way government has done these things. They've created regulations. And who do they go to create the regulations? The people who are already in business. So the business people, the corporations that many of these people hate so badly, well, they're already writing the rules. These corporations are already setting the playing field, so to speak.
Absolutely.
They're the ones who decide who gets to come in to compete and who is kept out. And this isn't just a federal level thing. It's down to the local town and city governmental level, where there's local ordinances that in some cases are actually written by the local business owners in that town. So this stuff happens at all different levels of business. And the one thing that most of these established businesses can agree on is that they don't want anybody new coming in.
Right.
It's bad enough that they got to deal with these existing competitors. They sure as hell don't want you, growing up, getting the idea that you want to come into their business, innovate, and bring some new product or service, or bring down the price of an existing product or service, and bring that to the marketplace. They want to put a stop to that. And they're using the tools of the government to do that. So any government that is as big as it would have to be, the way Bernie Sanders wants it to be, to forcibly redistribute wealth, is also as big as it needs to be to stop you by force from competing in the way that you think is best.
So this is where I struggle personally in thinking about these things. On one hand, I try to stay as principled as possible. On the other hand, if you're looking at money and finances and wealth, there is a clear, in my opinion, solution that violates principle, and that is to join them.
To join who?
The government, the state, to be one of those
ooh
people. Right. You say ooh, I say ooh because it makes me feel bad. It's icky. But when I'm talking to friends who don't believe, don't have the same moral code that I do, I don't mind telling them this, right? And again, I'm plug my show one more time because it came up yesterday on the Anarchist Experience. The example that my co-host brought up was Elon Musk,
mm-hmm,
right, who's from South Africa and realized that he couldn't do the things he wanted to do in South Africa. So he moved to the United States, where he would have more freedom and opportunity to create the ideas in his head and to manifest those things into reality, like PayPal and Tesla and whatever.
And flamethrowers,
right? And at multiple times in his life was like dead broke,
uh-huh,
or owed people money, but persisted. And from the libertarian perspective, he's a crony, right? He's got a lot of subsidies. Got a lot of subsidies, does a lot of, working with the government to make these things happen. But he's also a billionaire,
mm-hmm,
right? So if your goal goal is to be a billionaire and you don't have the same principles, there's a solution out there for you. Right?
Join the gang.
The problem for us is how do we make that happen and stay with alignment for principles, and I don't have a solution for that yet. I struggle with that question.
Well, joining the gang won't necessarily make you into a billionaire either. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society, but what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. demo.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday show. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to make sure you can join us as well. So you can call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, you can call us on our Discord call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that's, again, discord.lrn.fm. By the way, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you are invited to use liberty.menu. If you are not a liberty-minded person, then just stay away from liberty.menu. It's not for you. Liberty.menu allows liberty-minded folks to put their business online, or maybe digital content that you create, or perhaps an event that you're a coordinator of, something that you want other liberty-minded folks to know about. There's no better site than liberty.menu. It's easy to use, it's attractive, it looks good, and it's free. So why not? Unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. And there are some markets where you probably don't want people to know that. But
absolutely.
Go to liberty.menu if you want to be out there and let people know that your business exists, and it's free. So again, that's liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL if you want on your user profile so other people know you're a Free Talk Live listener, because there is a bit of a social networking aspect to the site, allowing you to connect and share with others there at liberty.menu. As we continue here, we've been talking about the difficulty that government and the state imposes upon individuals who are trying to make a better life for themselves. People like Bernie Sanders say the answer is to forcibly redistribute wealth to other people, when, of course, that's only going to be a temporary solution for folks. It's not a real solution. It's not one that will actually make people equal. It's just one that'll get a lot of votes. And then in the end of the day...
Well, yeah, because there's more poor people to vote for him than wealthy people.
Right. At the end of the day, after a bunch of, poor people who don't know how to handle their money have completely squandered it, it'll once again be in the hands of the elites. And, of course, the idea that such a thing would ever happen is just poppycock anyway, because it's the elites who run the government. And, Bernie Sanders is also one of the elites. I don't know how many cars and houses he has, but it's more than a couple.
He's got a million-dollar best-selling book.
Yeah, from what I understand. So, the idea that you're going to somehow run the corporations out of a corporation, because remember, the government's also a corporation, all of these things created by attorneys to protect their buddies from legal liability for their actions. The idea that any of this is going to change significantly by putting Bernie in over Trump is as ridiculous as thinking Obama was going to, change anything significantly. And all he really did was just continue doing what George W. Bush did, maybe increasing a little bit of, let's throw more people out of the country. Let's drop some more bombs. That's essentially was the only difference.
And you can trade out the word corporation for business as well. That might change the dynamic of the way people think about it.
But I wouldn't, because business will exist regardless of whether or not corporations exist.
That's true. But most people don't think of it like that.
No, they don't. And that's why we're here.
Okay.
So we can point out that a corporation is just a legal fiction. This is what they're considered. Okay. The corporation is the legal set of protections that the government conveys to business people.
Yep.
To business owners, people that know how to work the corporate veil that exists out there. Again, it was set up by attorneys for the benefit of the rich, for the benefit of the connected. The average person doesn't understand what a corporation is. They don't know how to use it to their benefit. There are ways to use corporations to your benefit, and some of them are fairly simple. For instance, getting a corporation and then putting your assets, what were your assets, into the corporation. So therefore, they're now the corporation's assets. So therefore, if you get sued personally for your actions, you don't have anything anymore.
And it also, and vice versa, you keep all your personal assets to yourself, and that way, if something goes wrong under the guise of the corporation and the business, your personal assets are protected.
Or you can have a corporation for your personal assets and a corporation for your business, and therefore, if something happens to the corporation, your personal assets are protected, and if something happens to you, your personal assets are still protected.
A trust.
So now you've got more than one corporation that you're talking about. So, it's just some of the things these things allow people to do are pretty ridiculous, but that's the system, and that's the way it is, and the idea that Bernie Sanders is going to change it is totally ridiculous, in my opinion. Now, I do like our listener, and it's I mispronounced his name. It's Sean Ree. On our Discord server, Sean pointing out that if Bernie was proposing getting rid of the Federal Reserve, then that might help. Ending inflation, then that would help the poor. And he's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
The government money system is one of the largest wealth transfer systems in place today. So you want to talk about wealth redistribution? And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve exists to do, is to transfer wealth from everybody out there, which, of course, most people out there aren't particularly wealthy, so mostly the poor and the middle class, transferring wealth from those people into the politically connected classes, which are, of course, the wealthiest classes.
When it comes to those solutions, when it comes to the Fed and inflation, I think another thing to think about is how that rhetoric has changed over the years, right? For a lot of Ron Paul people, it was audit the Fed, and then went, well, we don't need to audit the Fed, let's just end the Fed. And I think the idea to appreciate now is ignore the Fed, right? With cryptocurrencies, you don't have to be victim to the inflation and monetary policy of the Fed.
Not as much. I mean, you still probably can't get away with living totally on crypto, but there are some people who are trying to do that.
Absolutely. So ignore the Fed, replace the Fed, whatever the term you want to use is now. Doesn't need to be a government program by Bernie Sanders to change the monetary policy, right? It can be an individual choice to remove yourself from the Federal Reserve System.
Right, and look, you don't want to put Bernie in charge of any monetary policy anyway, because if you look at what other socialist monetary policy is, they tend to inflate the currency a heck of a lot worse. Look at Venezuela, for instance, where they're dealing with hyperinflation, meaning the government there is inflating their money supply at tremendous levels. We calculated it earlier this week. We were talking about Venezuela on Free Talk Live, and I went back to DollarToday.com on archive.org, and I went back to early September of 2018, which was not quite a couple weeks after they launched the new Bolivar Soberano, the sovereign Bolivar, to replace the Bolivar Fuerte, which originally replaced the Bolivar. And they've cut, like, between the Bolivar Fuerte and the Soberano, a total of 8 zeros have been cut off that currency. And I looked at what the rate was, the black market rate of bolivars to U.S. dollars back when they made the change, early September of last year, so about a year ago, to now. And the rate of inflation between then and now, just going on the black market numbers, was over 19,000% between then and now. It's crazy.
That's insane. However, right, I'm sure there are wealth-conscious Venezuelans still finding ways to make money, and I'll bet they're not probably using the Bolivar to do it.
Oh, no way.
So the solution, the wealthy people will find a solution to...
Well, many of them have left.
That's a solution.
If you can afford to leave Venezuela, you probably have left by
now. That is definitely a solution. But they find a way to keep and maintain their wealth, and the poor people get the short end of the stick with inflated currencies and not being able to spend the money that they earned that morning, that evening for food.
Our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about how do you create wealth when all of the decks are stacked against you by the government to make it harder than it would otherwise be, 855-450-3733. Then we'll talk about what Jeffrey Tucker has to say about economics coming up here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering.
We are more people in jail than any other country on earth. So our job, in fact, is to create a new criminal justice system.
The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're going back to your calls here in just a moment. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And want to make sure you know how to get 20% off of My Magic Mud. Yeah, they're available at a bunch of health food stores. That's because the product is great, and it's been a tremendous success over most of the last decade they've been around. What is it? It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's an amazing product, but it's not the only one they've got. They've now got toothpaste, mouthwash as well. You can go and get their full product catalog over at MyMagicMud.com. It's not extensive. It's pretty easy to get through it, but they get a lot of cool stuff. And it's all natural as well. MyMagicMud.com. Save 20% by using code FTL20. FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. As we go to Jasper. He's in Wisconsin. Listening to WCLO in Janesville. Hello, Jasper.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Jasper. Go ahead. You're on the air.
So I'm what you would consider a complete workaholic. I also consider myself a serial entrepreneur. And when I was starting my business after getting fired from like the eighth career choice I'd had, I would bartend on evenings to make extra money. I would collect aluminum cans from the side of the highway so I could afford gas to go to my next sales call. I did whatever I had to make a penny so I could afford to make my business start up and run.
Nice.
I didn't get any handouts from anybody. I was homeless at one point. At one point in my life, I was $250,000 in the hole.
Wow.
I now own one of the largest companies in the country in my industry. I don't care for lazy people. When you get a handout, you don't appreciate the hard work that went into it. And right. I get made fun of by some of my staff. They call me a cheapskate. But to this point, I can't throw out an aluminum can. I have to recycle it to get that extra penny. And it's
Why not
that I need
Frugal.
it. get so fed up with people who think that, you know, they're mad at paying taxes. Now, granted, I don't like paying taxes any more than anyone else, but to a point, that is the price we pay to live in the best country in the world, so we can play in this amazing free economy. So we can build
Hold on. Slow down for a second here.
Now you lost me.
Yeah, you were sounding really good there. You said, what's the price we pay to live in a free economy? Taxes?
Okay, so...
I mean, that's a contradiction right there.
It is true. But to have roads, to have some of the freedoms we have, I have to...
Come on, man. Roads?
I don't want to pay more taxes.
Are you telling me you need to have... Hold on. Are you telling me you need to have a government, a centrally organized bureaucracy that pays way too much for everything just so somebody puts some asphalt on a pavement?
Whoa. No, I very much agree that in a lot of cases, a private company could run a lot of government agencies more efficiently.
I mean, my God, you want to see good roads, go to Disney World. They've got them.
Absolutely. But I am not ignorant to think that there would not be any taxes that I would have to pay. Currently, I'm getting audited again. I'm going to have to pay up again. Jeez. I don't like to pay taxes, but I have to pay some.
Right, because they'll put you in a prison cell.
There's a difference between a tax advocate and a tax victim, right? Like I would consider it to be tax victimhood to acknowledge the fact that you must pay taxes or face the wrath of the government, but that does not mean you have to advocate for the idea that paying those taxes is the price we pay for civilization.
Yeah, I mean that's like saying that's tantamount to saying that if somebody sticks a gun in your back as you're walking down, you know, the street going home at night, that, you know, paying the robber is somehow helping society. I mean they're not doing anything to help anybody.
My gun's going to be bigger than the robber. I'm not worried about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot the robber, but you can't shoot the cops.
Well, the robber's going to take his money and then go spend it on something at the convenience store, and then the convenience store owner is going to have that income coming in, and he's going to pay somebody's wages.
Well, this is a typical wealth redistribution argument, right?
Of course it is.
These government goons are taking money from people left and right, hand over fist, and all they do with it is go blow it up. I mean, they hurt peaceful people with that money. So, I mean, the idea that that's somehow civilized that's just not true.
Yeah, and I've never heard your show before. I'm just rolling across the country in my truck. But that hit home with me about your redistribution and how it'd be a temporary fix. And so I very much appreciate that. You're absolutely right.
Your personal example is how it should be done, right? You work hard.
Yeah,
you put in a lot of effort.
Go work your tail off.
Yeah.
And try to avoid paying taxes if you can.
Yeah, I would advise as much as possible.
When I do a... No Excuses show, I go and I talk to other business owners, and one of them is, you know, there's no substitute for hard work, and there's no excuse in this country. It doesn't matter where you started from. It doesn't matter how bad you had it. Unless you have a physical or mental disability, you just don't have any excuses.
I'm willing to bet that when you were bartending and getting a bunch of cash tips in, I suspect you didn't pay taxes on all that cash, did you?
I don't know what exactly you're talking about.
You weren't sitting there counting the cash thinking, I really ought to pay all the taxes that they say I owe because it's for civilization.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, let's just say I may have, the first time I filed taxes properly, it was a shocker.
Now, what is the No Excuses show? What you just kind of mentioned now. What is that?
So I travel the country and I do give pep talks to other business owners, and sometimes I show up and end up buying them out because they're just completely harebrained and don't know what they're doing, but they love their company and have a passion for it. So I make a position for them within their own company, and I take over and run it for them.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, a lot of small businesses need that, right? Because they have a small business entrepreneurial mindset, and they grow past their own capacity.
But hold on, is this you said it's a show? Isn't it like a TV show that you're doing? Or
no, it's just small little conventions and
like a convention. I see. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, in our industry we have lots of people that are really passionate about their company and they take a lot of pride in joining it. And that's the way they've been doing it for the last so many years and it's worked for them, but they get complacent and they don't see the big picture. They don't see what it could be if they did something a little bit different or they got with the times.
Yeah.
If they want
to, sometimes
some people like just being small.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when they run out of money and they have an emergency, they're more willing to take a check from me, and I more than willing to turn their company around.
Nice.
It's amazing. Thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight, Jasper. I really appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there, and thank you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, you got to love the success stories like that. He said he was $250,000 in the hole. He was homeless at some point in his life, but he had the drive that it took, the discipline that it took, to save everything that he could and work hard, and now he's sounds like a tremendous success.
And I think that's the important aspect of it, because that's something that everyone can have equally, right? You can,
sure.
You can equal his drive, you can equal his hard work, you can equal his motivation, even if you can't equal wherever it was he started from.
Yeah, but somebody will say, Richie, yes, yeah, sure, but he just got lucky.
Yeah, he created his own luck with hard work and motivation and dedication to his cause.
Most people
don't have that drive. They go to their, you know, their 9 to 5, whatever, their $9 an hour job.
Well, and that's part of government's fault too. I'm going to go ahead and blame the government for that, because they teach you when you're in the government indoctrination system that that's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Just supposed to get a job. And you're supposed to work that job until you retire, and then you're supposed to, I don't know, sit around and watch television or something like that. Once you're retired, and collect your Social Security check, and in the meanwhile, have some kids and some grandchildren, and then you die.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be their definition of success. That's what a life is supposed to be. They don't teach entrepreneurialism.
Yeah, but if those people aren't complaining and don't see anything wrong with that, I don't have a problem with that either.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
if you're content with your lot, by all means.
Yeah, if they're happy.
Yeah.
No doubt. If you want to join the show, you're welcome to here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. You can also jump into our Discord call-in lines. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. I actually changed one of the Discord lines. There were four of them. I've now got three Discord call-in lines, and one's for AMP only. So if you're a Free Talk Live supporter, there's a special line there just for you now, just in case it gets busy. Sometimes we get some trolls calling in, and they, like, fill up the lines.
The return of the AMP-only call-in line.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we still technically have the old AMP lines, but nobody ever uses them for anything, because who would want to call in when you've got Discord? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You may join them over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord, you ask? Well, it is a free chat client and server. If you want to set up a Discord server of your own, you certainly could. We don't actually pay Discord to run the server, which is nice. I guess they monetize their business by selling subscriptions to the users, for instance, and that's cool. But so far, it's been a pretty good experience. We've got somebody called us last week. They called us the most, I think, popular or busy or whatever, like the most useful libertarian Discord server out there.
Nice.
Or most used or something like that. So I'll take the compliment. You can head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can connect in there, and there's people in there, it seems like, at all hours of the day and the night. Certainly during the show, you're going to find a lot more during our live show hours, which, of course, are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, all 7 nights a week. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about the economy, and it was actually a call that brought us to this. We were going to get into Jeffrey Tucker, and I hope that we still can, but we're taking your calls first, of course, but we've been talking about freedom and the freedom to do business and forced wealth redistribution and why that's not actually a solution to anything. But let's go to Tritium, who is on the line calling us from Virginia. He's on the Discord server. Go ahead, Tritium.
Hey, yeah. I actually was going to call about part two of my call about the anti-fascists and the right-wing groups in Portland. But you went and talked about business, and you really hit on some things that made me want to change my subject.
All right.
Richie, you consider yourself an anarchist, right?
Yes.
He is the host of The Anarchist Experience.
Also true.
Anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, and I know you said that thing about business, saying, you know, kind of conflating business and corporations, and I want to like defend that and say that maybe a good idea, not for the completely uninitiated
to conflate or uninformed or to keep
person,
it separate.
But like, because here's the thing: without government regulation of business, there is no separate commercial sphere versus private sphere. We're all people exchanging by.
talk about how, you know, the chairman of Pfizer gets on the FDA board or whatever.
Amazing,
right?
Like, how that happens.
You know, so let's just say that some regulatory agency manages to be created without being taken over by the very people who are in that business. These are people like Bernie Sanders. They're going to come in there, and they're not beholden to any corporations. They're not going to be taking bribes. They're not going to, they're going to do real regulations that are really going to control these businesses. Wouldn't that solve the problem?
It's an absolute, you know, fantasy, though, because one thing, you know, obviously wouldn't solve the problem because regulations put a burden on market entrance and competition.
Right. And just to expound on that further before you go on, the reason why, even if it is a burden on those companies, even if these new regulations are costly and they make it difficult for those companies to do business, they've got a bunch of attorneys. They've got a bunch of money. Okay, fine. You're going to require us to go and do all these extra, you know, hoop jumping? Fine. We'll do it. We'll raise our prices. We stay in business. But what it does effectively do is, like you're saying, keep the upstarts from coming in. Keep the young people from coming in. Keep the, you know, the innovators from coming into that business. So even if they aren't writing the regulations themselves, they still are benefited.
Well, and if you had a non-governmental regulatory body, right, what's the enforcement mechanism?
Like, well, if it's non-governmental, then you're just dealing with certifications, and
sure,
that's fine.
You're right, that's fine. But if they break the rate, if a company breaks the regulation from this third party, mm-hmm, you know, oversight body,
they lose their certification.
And?
Well, the people that care about that certification will stop doing business with them.
I think that's a big deal, because I don't know. In my opinion, I don't know how much value would be placed on those certifications necessarily.
Depends on which industry you're talking
also
about.
True.
I mean, so for instance, in the IT field, there's various different certifications that are available out there. There's like a Microsoft certification for whatever. I don't know what they all are, but there's a bunch of these things. You can certify in different areas. And if you have a question of who are you going to hire for this IT department, do you want to hire the person that's got the certification or the guy that doesn't? Do you want to have
what your budget is?
Do you want to have the guy who fixes cars be ASE certified, or do you just want to have a shade tree mechanic take care of it?
Depends what your budget is.
That's exactly it. You'd have to price your product, even if it's your labor, you'd have to price it way lower without that certification, because I'm not sure somebody might want to take the risk, but I mean, your product is by definition probably worthless.
Right, the certification will increase value with some people.
Definitely.
And with other people who don't care, doesn't matter.
But with the governmental regulations, it keeps those people that don't have it completely out of the market.
Correct, or totally underground.
Right, they can't even offer their services for less without breaking the law.
That's right.
And the classic example of market entrance being hurt is this ridiculous thing that became a huge kerfuffle. If you want to see it in practice, about the hair braiding regulations. That people just want to braid each other's hair. Just something that the African American community does. The neighbors, everything, and all the cosmetology license, all like the thousands of hours you'd have to put in, and time and money you'd have to put in.
And in a lot of cases, didn't teach hair braiding.
That's right.
Which they already know.
Yeah.
Tritium, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just kind of wanted to share that. Basically, you know, government regulation is ultimately reduces competition, and that benefits certain entrenched interests, but it hurts the innovators and the entrepreneurs, and those are the people that, you know, ultimately move society forward.
Yeah, those are the people that bring fresh competition into industries, disrupt old methods of doing things, and in many cases bring prices way down. Thank you for the call, Tritium. Definitely appreciate it. So if you want to help the poor, then make it so the poor can compete. Make it so the poor can start their own business without having to ask some government bureaucrat's permission to do so. The government is what really stands in the way of poor people being able to increase their quality of life and their wealth and create their own business, because a lot of them who, you know, if they do have that entrepreneurial mindset, and as you were pointing out earlier, a lot of folks don't. They just haven't been trained or raised.
It's a separate way of thinking entirely.
Yeah. But if they do have that entrepreneurial mindset and they're like, all right, I do want to start my own business, and then they start going looking into how you do that, how you do it the right way, where if you want to open up a storefront, you got to jump through a bunch of stupid government hoops and get permits and inspections and, you know, pay bribes and all this garbage.
You get frustrated right back to a 9-to-5.
You won't even start. You won't even begin because it just looks so overwhelming and confusing. You can't hire an attorney. You can't afford one.
Yeah.
So you're already out of business before you even got off, you know, from the word go. And it's tragic.
I've got a friend back home who for years, I worked for him, and he's also my friend. For years was always talking about like the business that he wanted to start.
Mm.
And every time we looked into it, he consulted an attorney who told him the worst case scenario of how he would lose everything and never gets everything off the ground because of that.
It's tragic. And how many other lost opportunities and businesses that could have been started that could have brought something amazing to the table never even got off the ground because the government's regulations basically stopped it dead in its tracks. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.